Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Fish Nation. He's Rob Fisher. Catch him on the sidelines. Pre- and post-game host for the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Fish, you're a coach, and you have to lead your team to victory. If there is a pregame speech you are going to channel, which one would it be?
Can I use the one from Independence Day? Does that even make sense?
Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
it does.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. I picked Denzel in Glory when he says, let's go. Absolutely. It's the president, right?
Yeah. President. I forget the president's name, man. And I was looking at that a couple weeks ago since we used it on our broadcast. Great speech. Because today's our Independence Day. Yes.
Yep. That's a great one. And then what we sort of learned and what we found out, Fish, is that there aren't a lot of, like, I mean, there have been a lot of sports movies, right? But there have not been a lot of iconic pregame speeches in these movies. Like, there have been attempts, but, like, the Hoosiers one does not hold up to me. You know, I mean, we gotta get better at these, at these long-standing pregame speeches in American cinema.
Herb Brooks, of course, from Miracle. Miracle on Ice is a great one. Ted Lasso has a great one on Apple TV, if you want to check that out right now.
I do need to check that out. Everybody's been telling me about it. Okay, so last night, is there anything better? Maybe there is, but in terms of, is there a better team to beat by 30, basically, than the Los Angeles Clippers for the Memphis Grizzlies?
Not really. I mean, we've talked about it before of, you know, where's your favorite place to win? My favorite place to win is Oklahoma City, just because I can't stand the fans there. And they're right on top of you where I sit, and it's always nice to just kind of turn around and just shove it up in their face. But so that's my favorite place to win. But, yeah, favorite team to beat by 30? Absolutely. It's nice. And we had that one against the Clippers in Los Angeles last year, where just everything went right, and they annihilated Los Angeles. And then last night was just a great team win, team effort. Everybody got involved last night. You'd be hard-pressed to go up and down the lineup and find guys that you didn't think played well last night, because a lot of guys played really well. And it was fun. You know, they did what they do, and they went where their bread is buttered, and that's in the paint and getting out in transition and just dominating those two areas of the game, and did it from start to finish. It was that was good. That was a game that you feel like, you know, that's what this team can be capable of doing when they put it all together. And it was very refreshing, especially after the last two games that felt like they were over after the first quarter.
If you're going to get a healthy Justice, how much is he going to add defensively? That's what we saw a lot of that last night. Literally just takes the ball from Kawhi, but the potential that's there, especially defensively, Rob, really looks like it could help get them back to a level, right, where you're one of the league's better or elite defensive teams. How much does he add defensively?
I think he adds a lot. And, you know, that's what he needs to do. Last night was a game that I felt like he and Dylan Brooks both, those were the games that you need from those guys. And Dylan, not necessarily the 19 points. I mean, 11 of them came in the fourth quarter. But even before that fourth quarter, just the way that he was playing, he wasn't forcing shots. He wasn't being given the ball and having to shoot up grenades at the end of shot clock. I mean, he was taking shots that were there, taking shots driving to the basket, not forcing up threes, but everything started on the defensive end. And the same thing with Justice. You know, his first two games, it just felt like green light, just get comfortable and go out and attack and make something happen. Whereas last night, he just played the game. And, you know, Justice isn't – he's not the savior. He's not the guy that I think everybody wishes he'd be, and just that – three-point knockdown shooter. He's not that guy. He's better when he's driving to the basket. He's better when he's just a basketball player. And last night, he was a really good basketball player on both ends of the floor. And, you know, you get that combination with those two guarding, and then you can add in a third like a Kyle Anderson or maybe a Grayson Allen. But, you know, those two can lead that charge defensively. And I think it showed, you know, that you have two really good guys that can – you know, I don't want to say shut down because they're about to play him again tonight, but at least try to contain two big scorers on an opposition, and I think last night showed.
Well, isn't that a little bit like the Grizzlies that we've seen prior to last night? Like, we still don't have, like, the real Memphis Grizzlies because Jared is not playing yet, but this is as close as we have been, right, to having the full complement because every wing is healthy. So it's almost like, don't you have to look at the rest of the Grizzlies season? And it is tough, and it is going to be, you know, there are going to be some challenges because of the way it breaks down. But don't you almost have to look at the next, you know, the next half of the schedule a little bit differently because Justice is now in the game. Dylan is now in the game. Like, you just have more at your disposal than you did before.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last night it was, you know, D'Anthony Melton doesn't play.
Right.
And, you know, last time D'Anthony Melton didn't play, it was kind of weird because you were getting big minutes from John Conchar and Sean McDermott's playing, and you're thinking, well, why isn't D'Anthony playing? And that was kind of odd. But, like, last night, as the game's going on and you realize D'Anthony Melton's not playing, you look up and down the lineup and think to yourself, all right, well, who should he be in there instead of? And you're hard-pressed to find an answer, and that's good. Now, when Jaren Jackson Jr. comes back, that means another guy's going to sit. So who's next on that list of who's going to be sitting and not getting the minutes? And it's definitely a good problem for Taylor Jenkins to have. It's a good problem that I wouldn't want to have to make those decisions, but it's good. It's good to have that depth, and it's going to be great for this second half of the schedule because of how the schedule lays out and, you know, how much depth you're going to need. It's amazing how well the Grizzlies played last night. And no one played more than 30 minutes. Nobody. Mm-hmm. John Morant played the most, and he was 29-42. He had three guys off the bench that played over 21 minutes and another couple that played just under 20 minutes. So, you know, you can use that depth, and I think that's going to help when you get to this really hard part of the schedule where you're playing 4 and 5 nights and 5 and 7 nights, and you're playing 40 and 68 days. So you're going to need that depth, and hopefully it'll be a benefit for the Grizzlies.
Rob, I don't know how important it is, but I do know it's gonna be one of the questions that will be asked of this franchise going forward. But looking forward and asking you to fast forward, do you subscribe to the theory that eventually it's going to be in this franchise's best interest that Jaren is the five and you're sort of building out around that? I brought it up. It was worth talking about because, you know, from a rebounding standpoint, no, he can, you know, can skills-wise, we know that he can shoot, can pop outside, all that. But from a rebounding standpoint, doesn't necessarily look like a strength right now. Is he going to be a guy that you've got to have a Jonas or a Xavier next to, just in terms of the way you think this thing, you know, sort of builds out? Is he the five of the future for this team?
I think initially that was the hope, but I don't know. I don't know if you can answer that question yet.
I'm
because, like you said, you know, rebounding-wise, you can't be out there as the five and be supposedly the best rebounder and you're pulling down four
rebounds,
or
three. Right.
I mean, those numbers are going to be more. And, you know, Jaren's talked about it himself, and we've certainly talked about it a lot around Jaren of his rebounding needs to be better. He needs to be more aggressive around the basket. He's got to go get that basketball. Well, it just hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, is that something that will develop? Is that something that will happen? Maybe, but, man, for how much he can stretch the floor, for how much he can get outside, it seems like the four is the more suitable spot for him. And, you know, him and JV on the floor together is great. Yep. I still, even if he's playing the four, I'd like to see him get more rebounds. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that future holds. I think initially, like I said, that was the thought process.
Yep.
But I don't know. He might be better suited to be a four.
And it might be the best thing for the franchise. And that's what I'm getting at.
And it's not like, you know, it's not like it's a detriment. Oh, he's not a five. Like, you can still be a great four and make unbelievable impact in the NBA.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Especially when, you know, I think the one thing that we thought, too, when the Grizzlies got him and your initial thought is he's going to be your future five, I don't think we had any clue that he was going to be the three-point shooter that he's turned out to be in the NBA.
Absolutely.
So I think that might change our minds a little bit of whether or not he has to be a five or he can be a future four.
We just got the news alert that Justice Winslow is out tonight because of injury management. I mean, that's also
to be expected.
That's part of it too. And Fish, you know this, being a part of that organization for as long as you have. I mean, they're gonna play it. You know, they're gonna play it safe, and that's the right thing to do. You know, I mean, when you have a management like that, but it can be frustrating, right? Like fans, when they want to go out there, they want to beat the Clippers again. But it's a long horizon on this franchise.
Especially after last night, he had his best game of the three games that he's played. And you'd like to just see some consistency with the lineup night in and night out. And, you know, that's the one thing that I hope we don't see in this second half. When Jaren comes back and with the schedule that the Grizzlies have, I hope it's not a matter of every night you have a couple of guys sitting because the schedule's so compacted. I mean, you want to see what this team can do together and ride a little momentum and ride a little consistency with lineups, because the consistency in the lineup has just been out the window really this entire season. So hopefully that's not the case. It's at least not as, I don't know, noticeable or as, you know, just forced in the second half of guys needing to rest and guys needing to sit. I mean, that Phoenix game the other night, that's one you just go into and you feel like, all right, we're giving the game away, you know, and you don't want to see that more often than not in the second half of the schedule. But doesn't surprise me tonight with him just coming back. You know, he played well last night. Look forward to seeing him on Sunday, but hopefully that's the only guy that we'll see that out of the lineup tonight, which still gets you rather closer than what you have been throughout the season.
Rob, for you, Snubs, All-Star, we knew about Ja and sort of, I think at least us here, we expected that. You probably did too. For you, biggest snub, Sabonis, Booker, was there a snub for you?
Mike Conley? I never really think anybody snubbed, because I think the guys that make it are all deserving. And,
Sure, how about that? Yeah.
You can say, you know, this guy deserves to be there, but then you got to answer the question of who
somebody's
should he replace.
Right.
Yeah, and who shouldn't be there. So I'm fine with the teams. I mean, I still wish they'd expand the roster to 15 just so you could get a few more guys in there.
Guys like Conley.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean they have to play, but – I mean, when you only have 12 guys on this roster and you have 15 teams in your conference, well, you know, you have a couple from one team. You have a lot of teams that are left out. I think it would be much better to have 15 guys that could make it. Sabonis is a hell of a player. If I had to pick guys that I thought maybe got snubbed, it'd probably be Sabonis. Probably be Devin Booker. So I'm glad that he's made it in.
Fish, man, you're the best. We appreciate the time, man.
Rob,
thanks,
have a
as
great
always.
Weekend, brother.
You got it.
Be watching tonight.
Yep.
Thanks,
he
man.
Is Rob Fisher, the Fish Nation. Obviously, Grizz Clippers tonight right here on 92.9 FM ESPN as the Grizz try to make it two in a row.